What's the best way to tell a story? Master storyteller Andrew Glasner explains that we tell stories every single day. They may not be the formulaic kind, but the stories we tell are usually about what we do during our day, how we spend our time, how we pass the months and the years. We can't help it. Stories are a part of our daily lives. But even with that said, Andrew Glasner explains that there are a few very important things to think about when becoming a master storyteller. You must choose few but significant details to share. The storyteller has to achieve a bond between themselves and the audience. The timing must be perfect. But most of all, to become a master storyteller, the audience must feel as if they're emotionally invested in the story. That is, the audience must leave room in their hearts for the emotions found within the details. When we're listening, we have to leave room to be moved, to feel anger, to feel connection, to feel love. In order to truly hear a story, we have to feel as if we are part of the story. And if I do say so myself, I believe that the Jewish people happen to be master storytellers. Think about what we're about to do at our Passover Seders. We say out loud, "Behold dor vador, chayav adam lirot et atzmo ke'ilu yatsa mimitzrayim." In each and every generation, every person is obligated to see themselves as if they have just left Egypt. So what do we do at our Seder table? We don't only tell the stories of our people, but we literally talk about a narrative as if we are right there, right at that moment. We become emotionally involved and invested because we know that that's the way to prolong the history of our people. A little later, you will hear about AIPAC, our pro-Israel lobby, from Rabbi Wolpe. But what I learned during that conference is that there is a way, a particular way, to tell our story. It isn't enough to tell the story of the Jewish people as a story of the past, or even the present or the future. The way to tell the story about our people is as if we are a part of it, as if we are emotionally invested. We tell the stories of our people because we are a part of them. And so I want to share two different stories. One story is about a doctor from Nigeria. And this particular doctor explained in front of 8,000 people at the AIPAC conference that when he was distressed by the staggering statistics in his country, he knew that there was only one country in the entire world that he wanted to visit and learn from. And what was that country? Israel. He knew that he would learn the scientific innovations, the different health mechanisms, all of the knowledge that he needed in order to bring back to his country a renewed sense of vigor and hope and health. And when he finished his story, speaking to thousands of people, speaking about his part in the medical system, his last words were, "I am a part of Israel's story." The second person I want to share about is General Roei Levy, who was a soldier, a commander in the Golani Brigade. Now, this is no ordinary soldier. This general explained that on a day-to-day basis, really a second-to-second basis, he is forced to face ethical dilemmas, ones that each one of us could only dream about. He has to decide whether or not to fire against enemy territories, possibly infringing on civilian casualties. But what he said is that he never leaves a mission unattended. He always fulfills his duty because he sees himself as a part of Israel's history, as a part of Israel's future. And how did he leave his message? He said, "I am a part of Israel's story." Two very different people, two very different stories, but it's the same goal. It's the same lesson. It's not enough for us to hear the stories. It's not even enough for us to tell the stories, as I'm doing this morning. But it's our obligation to feel as if we are a part of the story, a part of the narrative, a part of our future. It's my hope and prayer that this upcoming Passover, during our Seders, when we speak about leaving Egypt, when we speak about being a part of our people, we'll remember that the way to prolong our history, the way to move towards the future, the way to help our children realize that they are part of this incredible chain and link of Jewish legacy is not by hearing the stories, although that is very important. Not by merely telling the stories, although that is important too. But the way to become that master storyteller of the Jewish people is by teaching our children how to be those main characters, those vital people, those lasting links. They must be part of the story. Shabbat Shalom.